Hey, do you remember the golden era of MTV? You know, I sure do. My friends and I would sit in front of the television for hours waiting to see our favorite videos. The idea that someday you'd be would be able to, you know, kind of do the same thing only without having to wait, and maybe even be able to program our own playlist of videos depending on the mood we were in. That like thought like never entered our minds. Now fast forward like a whole lot. And it's now the age of YouTube. And that fantasy that never really entered my mind in the first place is an actual reality. You know, I have like several music-based playlists on a bunch of different topics. And this sounds like heaven, right? Well, see, there's just one little problem. With so many choices, how do you know where to find the music channels that you're really going to love? Sure, you could sit around and search and go through all that BS, but that can be really time-consuming. So that's why you don't want to miss this week's Ludini Rock and Roll Circus podcast. You see what I did there? Okay, on this week's show, we are going to show you the 10 greatest music-based YouTube channels so you can enjoy your holidays with great music content and no stress. Get ready to rock out with your talk out. It's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages, welcome back to the circus, the second to last circus that you're going to have for the year of 2020, and we are just counting it down. We're ready to get this MFing year over with.
Yeah, except for now, 2020 is going to turn 21 and can drink.
Oh, did you make that up on your own?
No, I read it somewhere.
That's great.
But it scares me.
Oh, wow. Anyways, guys, you're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We have a really fun show planned for you tonight. But before we get to that, I want to make a couple of mentions here. I want to talk to you guys about our wonderful friend, Chris Thunderwolf Dotson at wolfscustoms.online. If you love, if you're a musician and you just want to do something different with your musical instrument, your bass, your guitar, I saw a video of Zach Wilde playing his hits on ukulele. So even your ukulele.
And there it is.
You want to get a hold of wolfscustoms.online and have them do a custom paint job on your favorite musical instrument. Like I said, whatever it is, drum set, right, Keith? He could do whatever you want, and he will put awesome different finishes on. They do something called hollow flesh. They do a bunch of stuff like that. They can even carving and wood burning engraving and stuff on there. You know, amazing designs. But you can find it all out at wolfscustoms.online. And of course, a shout out to Rock Rage Radio, rockrageradio.com. Download the app, and you can hear it. Listen to great guitar driven rock 24/7. 24/7, you can listen to great music constantly. You'd love it. And with us tonight, we've got the Full Power Trio again. That's one thing I have liked, Keith, buddy. I know you're not working as much, but I do love having you around a lot more. So we really do appreciate it, brother.
I know. The paychecks are great.
But anyways, guys, so Keith the Hog Hawkins is in the house. And we have Lily V6.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Rock Rage Radio.
Yes. I have my show on Thursdays, Hot Licks with Lily 6. I do have a cool interview to hear this Thursday from Voodoo Moonshine. Awesome rock band.
Voodoo Moonshine?
Yes.
I thought you said Doo-Doo Moonshine.
No, Voodoo Moonshine.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes when I drink moonshine, I have that problem.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one. So check that out, 6 p.m. Thursday.
All right, cool.
Eastern time.
Awesome, man. And this has just been a crazy freaking year. So we were just happy to keep the great rock coming for you guys. We are discussing some format improvements and whatnot for next year. I have some bands that want to be that want to come on, so I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work out because not everybody can do the same night. So we may be having to pre-record some stuff and maybe play it on the show. I haven't completely decided how we're going to handle that. I know I was doing a lot of interviews in the past, and it never really panned out very well. So. We're going to but we are going to revisit that. I think a roundtable discussion with people is like a lot more fun and entertaining, and we can get them joking around. Maybe they'll be drinking a little bit and having some fun, you know.
Two drink minimum.
Two drink minimum. Maybe that should be the name of the podcast. We should change the name to, I like that. Two drink minimum. So, anyways, man, Keith, anything good going on before we get into tonight's topic?
No.
Just know.
Just
Christmas is coming. That's all I can say.
A couple days.
It didn't get canceled. Santa don't have COVID, so that's a good thing. I don't know what I'm going to get this year. I mean, what do you get a man that has everything?
Did you guys see the video? The kid. Well, first of all, kids can't go sit on Santa's lap. It's terrible. It's really upsetting. But there's a video of this kid at a department store, and he's telling Santa he wants some kind of, I'm going to say the G word, toy.
Yeah, I've gun. Seen this.
And Santa gets all woke on his ass and tells him, like scolds him. And then the kid starts crying, and his parents, you could tell, even though his mother has the mask on, you could tell that she is disgusted. She's completely pissed. And she's like, come on, let's go. And the store fired Santa. And they sent another Santa to the kid's house. And with this guy was like way more accommodating and like gregarious and everything like that. But this is the world we live in, guys. It's crazy.
Sad.
It's a crazy, crazy
damn shame. What can I tell you?
Damn shame. If you guys like the music that you're going to be hearing in the background as we're talking tonight, I always play a little music. This is my own original music, and if you'd like to know more about that, please go to loulombardimusic.com. You'll get on my mailing list as well, and I send out mailers every week with some cool stuff, announcements about the podcast, all kind of fun stuff. We're going to be talking about artists and things like that upcoming year. Some people sent me some music, and I'm sort of like kicking around how I'm going to get it to you guys, since I'm not allowed to play anybody else's music on the podcast without getting in a whole bunch of crap. We may just be doing that via email for you guys, and that way you can, if you get on the list, you can find out all about it. So anyways, let's get into today's topic, which is what, Lily?
The best YouTube channels for music content.
Yeah, I mean, it is really, it's unbelievable. There's so much cool stuff on YouTube, and it really in any genre. Hey, Keith, remember when you were here in Pittsburgh and we were doing this from this room here? What was the band that you had me pull up on YouTube? They did like jazz covers of pop songs.
Postmodern Jukebox.
Postmodern Jukebox. That's a great. I don't know. How did you find out about Postmodern Jukebox? Was it a YouTube thing, or how did you find out about them?
Most of the stuff I've really just saw on YouTube, like for the first time, like recently. So, I mean, when we were talking about it, I'm like, I guess I better research. If I sit and watch YouTube videos, I'm watching videos about like aliens and Bigfoot and things like that.
I have a lot of that stuff too.
I don't really watch too much music on there. I mean, I'll listen to Spotify. I'm sorry, but or like anything that's streaming, I'll find stuff. If I can't find it on one, I'll go to the other. But it's these music like YouTube channels. I mean, it's a big thing nowadays. But that's how I got a hold of that one, was just having like, I guess, jazz on your favorite stuff, on YouTube. I mean, if it's like how the little algorithms work, it put the feed up when you pull your feed up, all that stuff. It's matches you comes up, and that's just one of them things. And it was cool because they do like everything from Radiohead to any serious pop stuff, I mean, and all in between, but they do like in a kind of a throwback jazz style, and it's pretty hip.
What do you have? Do you have them on your list, or what's on your list? What's
I do, yeah, I have a very short list because, like I said, I don't know why. I just had trouble finding any information on it. I could have called the troops, but I guess you guys will pull up the slack tonight.
Well, I'm dry. We're gonna
I'm
be
trying to get drunk anyway.
Yeah,
so
you do the drinking. We'll handle it. But you have Postmodern Jukebox.
I know a girl that was on American Idol. I think her name is Haley Reinhardt. I think she was on American Idol or The Voice, one of the two. But she sings with them. They have a lot of different vocalists, but she's probably one of the better ones I've seen on there with that band. That band's tight as hell. It's swinging, man. As they have some swinging cats, they would say.
Okay. Jazz covers of pop and rock. So we got that on the list. If you guys go to, follow the podcast or get on the list or whatever, we can make sure that you get access to the show notes as well. And you put tons of links in there every week. It's something I always forget to mention, but that's another thing you'll get. You'll get links to the where you can look all the notes, and then you can click the links to whatever we're talking about and get more information. Because it's only right. It's only so much we could talk about in an hour.
Right.
Yeah. Because we do so much BSing between ourselves, we don't really get to the topic very much. So that's why you love us, right? So what do you got, Lil?
So there's this one I discovered within the last week called Todd in the Shadows. And I think this guy's shy, but I'm not really sure.
Is it Todd in the Shadows?
Todd in the Shadows.
Okay.
And so he's basically literally in a shadow with his piano. Like, you can't see his face. It's just like a shadow. Like, he's like a protected witness or something. But he does reviews of pop songs, but he also does, like, this song versus this song. So, for example, one of the last ones was Eye of the Tiger versus Another One Bites the Dust. And he also does a segment called One Hit Wonderland, where he'll discuss with videos, and he discusses artists and bands who've only had one successful song in their career. He does that like once a week. So he's pretty entertaining. You can't see him at all, but he does play some music on his keyboard.
You think maybe he's like deformed or
I think he's just, he might be like a shy person that doesn't want to be seen. And I get that. I totally understand.
Or he may have the kind of like, he may have a day job where it's like kind of frowned
upon. Yeah, like he can't show himself. Yeah, but it is pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, you know, like.
I think he was a second gunman on the grassy knoll.
A second gunman on the grassy knoll.
There you go. But it is an interesting one for sure.
Okay.
I do like watching the Versus stuff.
Okay, I'm going to kind of, like, in no particular order, I have 10, and I have some honorable mentions. This is just, this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, if you haven't figured it out. This is one that I think both Lily and Keith, I think, would really appreciate, and I think you guys would really appreciate. This guy has been in music for so many years, and he's been... he started out in Montrose, became a solo artist. Then, you know, of course, Van Halen.
Of course.
Chicken Foot, Circle. Of course, I'm talking about Sammy Hagar. And he has a dynamite YouTube channel where he is, on a very consistent basis, puts out new content, new songs, cover songs. He has a great series called the Road Trip Series. And that's another thing we're going to talk about tonight, is some of these channels have multiple playlists where they do kind of different things. And Sammy's Road Trip Series is very, very cool. Travels all over the place. Not right now, I don't think, because of the pandemic thing. But he hooks up with his buddies in the music business. I mean, everybody from... You name it. Everybody from Billy Gibbons to Brian Johnson from AC/DC. Like, you know, he gets together. He hangs out with them. They'll do all kinds of stuff. Sometimes they'll like cook together.
Oh.
Sometimes they'll do a song together. And there's a lot of great episodes. And if he sounds great. He just released a Christmas song a couple days ago on there, nice. And it's fun. Is that the greatest song in the world? No, but it's cool to hear a guy in his 70s. You know, rocking out on guitar and having fun and drinking with his buddies. And he's got, of course, Bonham is the guy playing drums.
And there it is.
Yeah, Jason Bonham's playing the drums on everything now. They're buddies. So it's a very cool thing. It's a great place if you want to hear, like, kind of newer stuff and get some kind of behind-the-scenes stuff on some of your other favorite artists. So I'd recommend Sammy Hagar's channel on YouTube.
Sounds good.
Keith, you got anything?
Yeah, this one's really cool. I think this band actually tours, but I seen them first on YouTube, and they had a ton of views, and I was like, these look like a bunch of hillbillies. But once I started to break into the Steven Seagulls.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Mm-hmm. you just get really, really fascinated by the fact that these guys are doing like metal, like hardcore metal, like Slayer stuff versions, like just in a bluegrass kind of format. You know, it's like a country picking and a grinning, you know, bluegrass. I mean, these guys are great players, though. I mean, especially the banjo player is ridiculous, man. And I mean, it's just really, really like inspiring to watch how someone can take something so aggressive and just kind of almost just totally reinvent it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, yeah, they're doing covers, but they're doing it their own way. I know that's kind of a cliche thing to say sometimes, but no, they're actually doing that. But it's just an interesting station to watch. There's tons of material on there. They do all come in a wide range of covers. I mean, but all the ones I've seen are mostly metal, and that Slayer one, when they do Raining Blood, I mean, come on, that's great, man.
They do a really great foot stomp and hand clapping version of Thunderstruck.
Yeah, I love
by
that.
AC/DC.
You showed me that.
Yeah, that's another one I've seen. Like I said, I don't know if they do anything outside the hard rock and metal genre. It's all the stuff I've seen has been on the heavier side, but it's just their version of it, like I said. So.
I know some people kind of poo-poo that, but a way I look at it, I think it's kind of really cool that the music that we grew up with, the great rock of the 70s and 80s, is now the real book music. You know what the real book is, right? Right, Keith?
Yeah.
It's like the book of all the standards that all the musicians have, and they go play a gig, and people bring their, all the guys bring their real book, and it used to be music like All of Me and Autumn Leaves and Take the A Train and stuff. Now, that stuff is still in there, but, you know, I started to notice in the 80s that Lennon and McCartney's music was showing up in there, you know, and some music, some of Paul Simon's music. Now, this music has become the great rock of the 70s and 80s has really become the kind of like modern standards. And that's what musicians do. They've always done this. They're going all the way back to the era of big band, but even before that, the era of Dixieland. Musicians have always taken the big songs, the great music, and done their own thing with it. You know, I mean, just this is a stupid song, but just think of something like, you know, When the Saints Go Marching In. You know, like 8 million jazz groups had some version of When the Saints Go Marching In. It was considered a standard. You had to play it. You know, so now a standard today is like You Shook Me All Night Long or Man in the Box or something like that, you know? And I think it's really a testament to how great we grew up with it. We didn't know, Keith, Lily, did you guys know you were growing up in the era of the greatest music ever?
I would not have known that at the time.
And now we look back on it. It was the greatest era of music of all time. What do you got, Lily?
I have one called The Needle Drop.
Okay.
This is one for all music lovers, not just rock and metal. They also do hip hop, electronic, all of it. And this guy on here, Anthony Fantano, he reviews latest music albums. Like I said, of all kinds. And the ones that I saw recently were best songs. He was on a 2020 kick, so there was best songs of 2020, worst songs of 2020, and worst albums of 2020. So he sort of just, he does like a kind of a, like a top 10 sort of thing per category. Kind of interesting. I like that he does all music types, so that could be for everyone.
Okay, so Needle Drop, it's like a wide variety
of
stuff.
Yeah, like literally all kinds of music, just what he feels like talking about that week or that day or whatever it is he does.
Cool.
Interesting stuff.
That sounds fun. Okay. I'm going to go take a total wild left turn here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Keith.
Yes.
Keith's a musician. And Keith, you're a funny freaking guy. You always got like great like quips. Some of the best materials before and after the podcast. You know, you say this hilarious shit. You get Lily and I cracked up all the time. And I think I have a good sense of humor. And I've played with so many musicians that just like, and you have too. We've all played with musicians. Like, we all get each other going. You know what I mean? Just cracking jokes. And there's a lot of my buddy Willie Franklin used to say half the musicians he knows could make it as stand-up comics if they wanted to, because they're so freaking funny. You know?
Yeah.
And this guy that I'm going to talk about right now has actually done that. He's a heavy metal comedian. His name is Steve Terryberry. Funny name, Terryberry.
I know that guy.
And he does these wild ass videos. He's a fantastic video editor too. The way he edits his stuff together is absolutely brilliant. great, you know, cuts and pastes things together, but does a lot. One of his cool video series is Let's Fix This Song. So he'll take some poor sucker that, you know, played their heart out in their bedroom on, you know, terribly, you know, did some terrible version of some song, and he will add like a hot guitar solo to it. He'll tempo correct it, and he'll make all kind of crazy faces while he's doing it and make animated shit going on around it. And just absolutely great. He has some great videos about the Nick Jonas thing where he played the terrible guitar solo and he fixes Nick Jonas's guitar. All kind of stuff like that.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, and he's in a he has. I should mention while I'm talking about Steve is Jared Deans is another guy who's a comedian who's a rock heavy metal comedian, and him they have a competition going back and forth, and they pick on each other and tease each other. Here's the thing about Steve though. He is a monster, and I mean monster guitar player. Like, if you would look at him, he looks like the class nerd, but he can play like Satan. I mean, he can. He's just an amazing musician. So, like, while he's goofing around people, maybe goofing on people, he brings the goods because he can really, really freaking play. And he has some of his own music out that you can find on Spotify and places like that. Does a great remake of the Tom Petty song, Breakdown. Great, reworks it in a heavy rock style that is very cool and very melodic. So Steve Terryberry, that is T-E-R-E-B-E-R-R-Y. Check him out. Everybody just calls him Stevie T. So I would recommend Stevie T to you guys out there.
Nice.
So, what do you got, Keith? Anything?
Man, this one here I just discovered probably about a month ago, and it's just, it's like side-splittingly funny, but it's also awesome because it's like, it's kids, it's a family, and they do all classic rock stuff. So I don't know if you've ever seen Colt Clark and the Quarantine Kids.
No.
It's awesome. You can tell it's just a dad, and there's two sons. And the daughter that basically is probably the cutest thing you'll ever see. And she basically just dances, kind of lip syncs. Every once in a while she'll chime in with some backing vocals. But the dad, you can see, is like at least an average guitar player. And he can play a little bit, you know, some chords, a little bit of leads and stuff. But then he has his other son who plays drums, who's solid as a rock. And his other son plays keys, bass, and guitar, whatever they need him for. He's like the utility guy. Then the daughter just kind of just dances around the whole time. So that, but it's, they were doing Christmas songs at the time, today when I see them. So, but they've done everything from, and a lot of it's Stones, Beatles, all that. I mean, any great classic rock band. I've seen them do Talking Heads. They do Eye of the Tiger. I mean, just popular songs, but it's just the fact where these kids are other, you know, with their family having fun. I mean, you get so much negativity nowadays. It's actually kind of heartwarming to see that. And they put out a video pretty consistent. I mean, it seems like it went back like a year or so, but I see one from like a week ago and then 2 weeks. I mean, they put at least, I think, maybe one a week on an average, maybe more. But I'd check that one out because it is kind of cool to see kids out young playing. I mean, and they can actually, they're making some music out of it, you know. And the dad's probably, I mean, he got to be loving it. I mean, he's always like, he'll sing out of key and start laughing. I mean, it's a fun thing. I mean, unfortunately, that you see some of the comments and some of the ups and downs. People actually, there's 500 and some people in the world. This thing got no sense of humor, no heart. Well, I mean, what complete jackasses that sit there and saw, oh, he hit a wrong chord in that song. It's like, go back to the.
It's like, calm down.
Yeah, go back to the musical masturbation class, jerky.
Well, that is the one thing about YouTube that is the comments. And sometimes you just scratch your head at the comments. Here's the cool thing, though. If you watch,
I don't argue with them. I'll send hate mail.
If you watch YouTube on your Fire Stick or your Roku player or your smart TV, you can't see the comments, and that's great. That because then it's just like MTV.
Yeah.
Except the MTV.
I noticed a lot of videos too nowadays says comments are disabled, and it's like learn more. It's you know, I didn't know the comments. But yeah, if they fall on, I mean, that. I don't get it.
Yeah, there's a lot, like a lot of some of the channels that discuss like current events and stuff like that. You know, they know they're going to get a lot of hate for certain opinions, and they just don't want to deal with it. And I mean, so that's the thing about YouTube too, is it is a social, it is a social media platform in that you can comment on things, but it's up to you. I mean,
I kind of feel like we need to take that away from everything.
I like I said, if you watch it on Fire Stick or whatever, you know, none of that. It just looks like a regular television channel. You don't get any of that. And I think it's kind of like a relief. Every once in a while, I'll have to like comment on something, especially something that's really hot. I see something I'm like blown away by. I want to leave a, you know,
positive.
I'm not really the kind of guy that gets real negative about stuff. You know what I mean? There's times I watch a lot of like gear review channel, so, and I'll ask questions or I'll question things that they're saying, but I'm not like, I always try to say something positive.
You're not
too.
Like the know-it-all.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I always try to throw in something positive too, even if I feel like I need to kind of like chime in on something, but so that's cool, dude. Colt Clark and the Quarantine Kids. It's great to see.
Yeah, that's
like
really cool. That's a more like a newer discovery for me, but it's just a trip, man. But it's just cool to see that family just having a good old time. I mean, I guess you can hear a laugh every once in a while. So I guess the mom's probably videotaping it or something. I don't know. It just seems like it's a whole get together. Like I said, they put out pretty consistent material. So I mean, but it's always good classic rock stuff. It's awesome.
Cool, man. Lily, what you got?
My next one on my list is Frog Leap Studios.
Oh yeah, I forgot to put them on.
Leo Morricioli. He likes to play songs. Metal style, any song you can think of, and he's going to try to play it metal style. So he does Hello by Adele, and Aha's Take on Me, and recently he's been doing some Christmas songs, but he sort of discovered that he's talented by accident. He would just play songs, and now he finds that YouTube is a good outlet for him to post videos of him playing these songs, and basically he'll take requests and try to do them and then post them later on at another date, so... Totally fun for me because I like hearing metal versions of like the 80s songs that weren't so metal.
I also want to mention about Frog Leap. The way that he does the videos is he shows all the parts being recorded and he plays every instrument pretty much, right? And sometimes he'll have, like he said, another channel I forgot to mention I should put on, he'll have people like Mary Spender on, and she'll come and sing with him, and he shows you the whole process, and what people I think don't realize about Leo is that he gets business off of this, because this brings people to his studio to record.
Yep.
So it's a kind of like way to sign us, and a lot of the guitar channels. Any guitar player you like has a guitar channel, and a lot of guys are doing just that. They use that. They get on there and play, and then people want to buy their lesson programs, or they want to take lessons, or they have affiliate programs with different gear companies and stuff like that. So they have other things going on as well. Yeah, but that's a good pick, man. I forgot about that.
It's so much fun. It's so entertaining.
He's very energetic and makes great faces when he plays. Yeah. Like, it's fun to watch. It's not just like just listening to somebody play. Like, and when we say covers, we really need to make sure that you understand that like all these people rework these songs.
Yeah, so
they
it's
aren't
not
just like
it's not know, exact copies.
Yeah, it's not like going to see like a band playing on a cruise ship or something, or you know, a lounge. Three Jacks and a Jill. You know, it's not
Frankie
that.
Eyes, you know, yeah, on a Friday night when things are normal.
it's not that kind of thing. I mean, it's, you know, it's guys really taking his music and learning and expressing themselves with it. I'm going to go to a different one here. Do you have this on yours?
I don't.
Okay, so I'm going to say I'm surprised that Lily does not have this. But
I'll tell you why after you're done.
But this gentleman is not somebody who you might associate with a wide variety of music like appreciation in his mind. You just may not at first blush. Yes, Lily knows this person. It probably better than anybody else here in this room. So maybe she already realized this. But this guy is known as the bass player, principal songwriter in the probably biggest hair metal band of all time, Motley Crue. It's Nikki Six. And his channel is called Sixth Sense. And he has a series called My Favorite Riff. And he brings in everybody to sit and have them play.
I'm sorry.
Well, he brings in everybody, dude. He's got people like Joe Bonamassa in there, and you know, blues guys, you know, rock guy, all kind of different people, and you see a different side of Nicky. Like, the guy has like a real appreciation for like a lot of different kinds of music, and it's very fun to hear these guys play. They don't necessarily play their own stuff. They play riffs and stuff that they grew up listening to, and they talk about how they influenced them and everything like that. The last one that he did, it was with Slash. It was, I guess they're on a break because of the social distancing thing or whatever, but it's a really it's a very cool channel. And I know Keith's kind of laughing over there.
No, I had like when out, I'm walking. There's some cool stuff on there. I thought you were going
to
say that he was playing the riff, so that's why.
No, he brings all. I mean, it is a really wide variety of folks that he brings on to play with him, and not with him. They just play.
Here's the reason. Now, as you know, I do love Nikki Sixx. I love him to death. Great songwriter. However, I cannot stand his speaking voice at all. It literally is nails on a chalkboard for me. It's so nasally and so whiny. I just can't listen to him talk. The first time I heard him talk was when he was describing a music video on a DVD of Motley Crue music videos that I bought, and I had to shut it down. I'm like, I can't listen to this. I can't listen to him talk.
I woke up and the needle was still in my arm, man.
Like, he's just, like, so, like, very nerdy sounding, and he's always folding his hands, and I'm like, I can't do this.
He's like a nerd. He has people on, like, Scott Ian.
Yeah.
Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. He's a blues guitar player who's, like, a total monster. Zach Wilde. Stevie D from Buck Cherry. Rudy Sarzo, Nita Strauss. John Five, Billy Steve Sheen. Vai, Jared James Nichols. So it's like it's a pretty like cross spectrum of folks on there. It's really cool. It's not what you would think, considering the source.
You definitely wouldn't expect.
You would. It's kind of not what you would expect. it's just great to hear these guys sit and talk about like what influenced them and. There, you know, it's and you could tell that Nicky is like really into it. Like he has a real passion just for music in general. He wants to know about it all. He's got like a like kind of like a burning curiosity. And he's an older guy. It's just kind of very cool to kind of like see that sort of interplay. It's very low key. It's nothing fancy.
No,
you know, nobody gets up and dances around or anything like that. You know, fun stuff. So
I can't imagine he'd be a great dancer.
Okay, we are about halfway through. Keith, you got anything else?
You're a good dancer, Lou. I've seen you in motion, yes. Man. It's really, really impressive. I mean, it goes to me like it's Fred Astaire, John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever, then you. It's like close. You're close.
I know, buddy. I'm with
you. You got to get your ceiling. That's all, man. You got to get it one more step. For the metal lovers everywhere, you guys probably know this better than me, but I've noticed that this band here, like Steel Panther before them or maybe after them, I don't know, this band embraces the metal lifestyle, the look, everything, but they just happen to do their own versions of silly ass songs. They're called Psycho Stick. Do you ever hear them?
No.
They have, you know, really, really creative songs like the beer song. They sing metal songs about sandwiches, and they do some like the first Noel Christmas song, but they do it in the style of System of a Down. It's very interesting stuff. So if you've ever seen Psycho Stick, I was trying to stick to channel/artist bands that I've never heard of before, because Justin Bieber got discovered on YouTube, but we already know that dude.
Right.
So Psycho Stick looks totally metal. I mean, they got the whole look, man, and it's funny just to hear them like sing about like.
The
song about sandwiches and beer, the beer song, and you know, catchy things like that.
So, in other words, they're fun. They don't take themselves too seriously.
Not at all. It's almost like Steel Panther that they're doing, but they're not doing as I guess I haven't heard enough. But like you know, Steel Panther gets raunchy at times and does their thing. I don't think I don't know how far that band goes with that, but it's the same kind of vibe.
Okay.
But they can actually play. It's not like a joke. I mean, they just do their own thing with it.
All right, cool, man. That's everyone here. No, I can't say that I've known. I did not know Colt Clark, Psycho Stick, or Todd in the Shadows. So I learned some, or needle drop. So I learned a bunch of stuff already.
Yeah.
Because I have a pretty, my list is pretty big. And you guys are showing me all kinds of stuff I don't know about. So very awesome. I hope you guys are enjoying it. I want to give a shout out to Chris Thunderwolf.son at wolfscustoms.online. Check him out. Rock Rage Radio. Go to rockrageradio.com. Don't forget, guys, if you like what you're hearing, you want to be kept up to date, you want to get a free download of my latest EP, you want to get information about other great rock that you don't know about, you're not going to hear about anyplace else, please go to lulombardimusic.com and check it out. So, little intermission commercial there for you guys. Okay, Lily, what do you got?
I'm going to throw one out here that everybody probably knows. It's one I often watch. It's Loudwire. It's been around since 2011. I use it for most of my research for anything music because they typically have literally anything you can search for on there. Right now, the latest thing is Satchel from Steel Panther teaches people how to do animal sounds on the guitar, which I found very interesting. He starts off with whale sounds. So that was a pretty cool thing. So he did it because he's bored and people have been requesting it since we're all in quarantine. So he does animal sounds, which was kind of interesting. So that this is one of my go-tos all the time. They've got the top tens. They've got countdowns. They've got literally everything that I could want to see, and this is my frequent go-to on YouTube.
So you just spilled the beans then, that because I use not only their YouTube channel, but their website as well for topic research and everything.
They have good ideas.
It's a little corporate and a little kind of big businessy. Kind of vibe to it. It's not, a lot of the other channels we're talking about are like a guy and it's his channel, or a couple of guys, a band or whatever, and it's a channel. This is more like a kind of a bigger, you, when you go to it, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's a kind of
one of the bigger ones.
It's like kind of like, you know, it's like an equivalent is like What Culture, you know, that you know, those type of things that, you know, do these, you know, they just have this sort of like more polished corporate, like you're watching a TV show kind of. Vibe to them. Some of my favorite stuff on Loudwire's channel. One of my favorite videos is 10 times Zach Wilde lost his shit. That's
yes,
funny.
I've seen that one.
Oh,
I've seen that
my
one.
God, man! You see him going off on people, man. He's all drunk and losing his shit. Even he quit drinking. He's not as entertaining now that he quit drinking.
Listen, that's weird how that works, man. Huh?
That man.
Why do you think I'm so goddamn funny after him?
I mean, here's the difference between Zach Wilde and Slash. I mean, those are two of the guys that like really were kind of like the last big rock guitar gods, you know. But right. Zach has this personality that is just like a gigantic. Slash is actually kind of like
reserved.
Of a quiet guy, kind of reserved guy. Zach is like, you know, he'll say anything. He don't give a shit. There's a hilarious video about there about talking about how he takes his one medication and it messes up his dick, so he's got to take Viagra and he's got to get the balance right or he can't have sex. Oh man,
that's good stuff.
He's freaking hilarious. Just absolutely hilarious guy. I'm trying to stay away from ones that I'm thinking my cohorts might mention. But I'm going to mention this one. I assumed that this would be on one of you guys' lists. But this started out as a television show on Palladium and then made its way to YouTube. Pretty much every episode of this is on YouTube. And they eventually knuckled down and created a YouTube channel for it. And it is, of course, live at Daryl's house. The YouTube channel is called Daryl's House Club. And if you want to see the older episodes, just go to YouTube, type in Live from Daryl's House, and pretty much anything you could want, anybody you could imagine that was a great rock or pop artist from the 70s and 80s, and some from the 90s, go to Daryl's House, and they jam. And it is the absolute coolest freaking thing ever. It is so cool. And
yeah, it's probably one of the better shows like that. I mean, there was a time, a couple years out of when I still lived in Pittsburgh and had a different cable company, I could go and watch Live from Daryl's House. Then, like, an hour or two later, like 11, 12 at night, was later with Jules Holland was on. So I could have those two back to back. That's some
That man, later was a, that was great too. And I'm not sure. I haven't looked in a while. I know for a while those were hard to find on YouTube because they were in competition with the cable version, and they didn't want to have those up there. Fans would put them up, and they would get pulled down. But almost everything from Live at Daryl's House is on YouTube, including the Cheap Trick, the Billy Gibbons.
That's a great one. I remember seeing that one a couple of times. That's a good one.
There's just so many that you guys would, I think you guys would really really dig on. Rock and even the pop stuff is just to hear these guys, because what you forget, I think, sometimes about pop is where it's so produced, but then when you actually see four or five guys in a room playing it, you go like, no. That's like musicians actually laying this stuff down, like in real time. This isn't, you know, whatever, you know, studio tricks. These guys can there's a segment on there with the OJs that just floored me, just absolutely.
Oh yeah, the Smokey Robinson one was amazing.
Yeah. Joe Walsh.
Yeah, like, I mean, I've never seen a bad one on there.
And it's interesting to see. And you could tell that Daryl has a giant, like Nikki Sixx, like he has a giant music appreciation. Like he loves, those guys loved everything. They, you know, they loved everything that was going on around them as they were coming up. As man, of course, he hit John Oates comes on sometimes and they play. They're still buddies. It's very cool.
Yeah,
I highly recommend that's a great show.
I mean, that's what else can I say? That's an awesome show. And
yeah,
like I said, you can watch that, and then later with Jules Holland, who was crazy. I mean, the only thing when you came on there, that was one of the most diverse musical shows I've ever seen. I mean, none of the bands sounded the same. He would go out of his way just to find different acts. And I mean, he launched a few, I mean, for me, launched a few bands that I've never even heard before. I was like, who the hell is this? And then some rock like Royal Blood. I've seen Royal Blood on Jules Holland.
Yeah.
That was where I first heard.
Yeah, you showed me that video. It was on YouTube at one time. Yeah.
So I mean, that's a great show. I mean, the only thing that you have to deal with is the fact where he wants to, he got a jam at the end of the end of the show. He has to play on the song. It's mandatory. Sorry.
Well, he was in Squeeze, right? He was a piano player in Squeeze.
I believe so. Yeah, he was in one of those '80s pop bands. Yeah, and I'm not saying he can't play, but he always has to like get in there.
Got to do his thing. Some of the highlights from that was what were they called? They did Virtual Insanity. They were kind of like
Jamiroquai.
Oh my god!
I like Jamiroquai.
They were on there a bunch of times, and they're just will draw on floor. I'm telling you, if you guys can find that on YouTube, we'll have to look it up and see if any of that's on YouTube. But it is like amazing. And there's a great segment with Tom Jones of all people. And if you ever get a chance to see that, it's not
that,
what
that
you think.
One. You mean the one where he does like the heavier riff tune? Like there's a song he does that's got this heavy riff to it.
It's called Burning Hell. It's called Burning Hell.
Yeah. It's very cool. Killing it.
Yeah, it's him, an electric guitar player, and a drummer, and it's like a rock and roll tune.
It's like a heavy rock tune.
Yeah, he sounds awesome on it. Very passionate. Who's next?
I'm better than Pat Boone. I'll tell you that much.
Keith, you got anything, bro?
Yeah, I got a couple more. I mean, this is straight up pop, man. I'm talking Katy Perry stuff, but they just do it their own way. And this was one of the bands that had so many like views on YouTube. It's kind of hard to deny. It was called Walk Off the Earth.
But they had, like,
They had like a. I mean, they would do their own version. I mean, they really go out of the way too just to make it their own. Because they have like a male and female vocals, great harmony. They have a beatboxer that comes in. I mean, it's cool, but it's pop. I mean, it is. I'm not going to not give credit where credit's due. I mean, it is what it is. I like all kind of stuff. But you can't deny that there's talent there. There's so many vocals going on, like I said, and then someone starts beatboxing, and it's really cool just to add all those textures to, like, a song that you maybe not like, and you might like their version. I don't know.
Check it out. Give it a shot.
I like that.
Walk Off the Earth. Very cool. What do you got, Lily?
I have one called Rocked.
Rocked.
Just Rocked. It's a community for rockers. Then they do reviews for albums in the rock genre only right now. They do like a lot of the same stuff that we do and other channels do. They do top 10 lists, interviews, music festival news, coverage at music festivals. Right now, the most interesting and latest thing they've done is the 10 crazy rock cover songs in 2020. So, for example, Evanescence did a cover of Fleetwood Mac's The Chain. Awful.
Is it bad?
Awful.
Oh, okay.
Right. Just so you know.
Right. There you go.
One that is good is We Will Rock You done by In This Moment, and they had Lizzie Hale and Taylor Momsen get on vocals for that. So that one's good. But this other one with Evanescence, and I love Amy Lee, but that was just an awful. She sounds bored. She just sounds
worse. Is it worse than Sheryl Crow's version of Sweet Child of Mine? You ever hear that shit?
I've heard it. I've heard it live.
Oh, no. That's even worse.
It's just like, she does like a folky kind of version of it. Yeah.
But a lot of interesting stuff. That whole segment, though, definitely check that out, the 10 Crazy Rock covers of 2020.
Okay. I'm going to throw out, we are kind of closing in here towards the end, so I don't want to take too much time. But I'm going to throw out a couple of record labels. Sites. So I'm going to kind of group these together. Grooveyard Records, great channel. If you're looking for, you're going like, I want to hear new music, but check it out. If you like Grooveyard, is very cool because if you like that blues based hard rock, not blues, but blues based hard rock. When we were playing bands on here, we played. I would swipe and deploy tons of stuff from them because it was all so freaking good. Bands from all over the world. That you guys would really dig. So if you like the blues-based hard rock, check out Grooveyard Records on YouTube. If you love metal,
I work with these guys all the time.
Nuclear Blast Records, and they put out a lot of content. You subscribe, you get a little bing on your phone, and I wake up in the morning to new metal like 2-3 times a week.
I love the people of Nuclear Blast. They are so nice to work with. For if you want to get into a live show, super nice.
Cool.
To work with.
Cool. But anyway, so check those two out. They're just like, if you want to, it's a great resource for like, what's new? I want to know what's new. Mm-hmm. And you go like, the radio don't tell me what's new. And I don't want to get on YouTube and just start searching everywhere. Let these two channels tell you what's new. They'll do it for you. Keith, you got anything else?
Any more?
You got any more channels you want to talk about?
I don't know the exact name of this one, but I watch it all the time. And I kind of just popped in my head. It's Black Dudes React to Rock Music. It's just two guys that like rock music. When they put it on, you would think that they start like, you know, messing with it and harping on it, but it's totally the opposite. Usually they like stuff and they like everything from hard rock to all the way to country rock, like Chris Stapleton or something, and you know, they're just all over the place and they really give their honest opinion about stuff. And most stuff they do like, they like Alice in Chains, Tool, they talk about the lyrics, they're like, man, this shit's dark, all that stuff like that. It's just, you know.
All right, we'll have to kind of do research. Maybe we can find out what that is. Lily, you got any more?
Do you guys know the band Rock Sugar?
Rock Sugar.
They're known for their mashups of pop music and heavy metal from the 80s.
Oh, yeah, we need a mashup channel. Mashups are fun, man.
So it's Rock Sugar. They have a fictitious backstory. They claim the sound was achieved when the metal band was stranded on a deserted island in 1989 with a CD player, plenty of batteries, and the CD collection of a 13-year-old girl. Now, what they do is the first song on their only album, Don't Stop the Sandman. So obviously it's Don't Stop Believin' and Enter Sandman. And their videos are fun too. They do very epic 80s hair metal type videos. Their second song is We Will Kickstart Your Rhapsody. So We Will Rock You, Bohemian Rhapsody, and Kickstart My Heart. So really fun songs. They do sound good. Cheesy videos, but that's all in the fun, I think. So, but they do.
Sometimes all it takes is a gimmick, man. You don't even have to be super talented. If you got a gimmick, right? you'll go places.
Reimaginator is their one and only album, but it is a lot of fun to listen to.
Okay, very cool. Let me throw a few out here. If these channels were, I mean, these two channels I'm going to talk about next are music appreciation channels, and this is really what they should be teaching kids in school when they go to music class. I don't know if they have music class anywhere. They should have it.
They
should have these channels teach it. I'm going to go in reverse order. The second one I name is going to be my top pick. But the first one is called Polyphonic, and I put a link in the show notes. Just they have one video. You would love this. In fact, I probably sent this to you, Keith. What makes John Bonham such a great drummer? And they break it down and they show where he's playing on the different beats and everything. It is really, really interesting. And it's done in a not too technical way. So folks that aren't necessarily musicians could pick up on what is so great about John Bonham's drumming. But that's just one example. They do tons of videos just like that where they kind of get... They have a great a video about the lyrics to Stairway to Heaven and what they're really all about. It's very, very cool.
Hey,
the next channel I want to mention is okay, Diesel.
Diesel, heel.
is a channel I know that Keith is a fan of as well, and that's Rick Beato. This is probably, if I had to tell you what I think is the best music channel out there, it is Rick Beato's channel, and specifically his series called What Makes This Song Great. He goes song by song. It is, I think he's up to 60 or 70 songs now, where, and he has access to the original tracks, so he can turn, you know, the things down and just isolate the bass or just isolate the snare drum and talk, and he, it's more of a how the song was created and the sort of concepts that caused the song to be created. He doesn't really get into lyrics or anything like that. He's a music producer. He's award-winning music producer. He's won Dove Awards and things like that. Knows his stuff, and his channel hasn't been around that long, and he exploded. He is like, almost anybody who's a musician who watches YouTube knows the name Rick Beato. You should definitely check out specifically that series. And he covers a wide, pretty wide variety of music. But again, it's in that sweet spot of that. Some 60s stuff, but mostly the 70s and 80s stuff. And if you love great guitar-driven stuff and you want to know more about it, you're really hungry for that, I highly recommend that you check out Rick's channel. And he's a really cool dude. And he knows a lot of famous people, and he interviews people too.
I actually forgot about that one, which is shame on me, but that's one that I think I just came up on a feed one day, and I was pretty hooked. I try to watch him, you know, at least once a week if I can, because he always has something interesting on. I mean, I could go through and watch that shit for hours. But
Yeah, it's.
Anybody got time for that?
It's good stuff. I want to throw a couple of honorable mentions out there that I didn't get to. Both Lily and Keith talked about cover band channels. And I don't think that you can talk about cover band channels without talking about Martin Miller. If you've not seen Martin Miller's channel, you must watch Martin Miller's channel. This is like the greatest cover band you've ever heard. They just do the songs, and every time they do, I mean, and even when they're doing something that's really like light pop, the way they play it, you go like, ugh, that's how it should have sounded originally. You know, they just killer musicians all over the place. It is really well shot. Where they set up and everything, and the way they do the camera stuff is really good. You're entertained, and their playlist of medleys is not to be missed. Go check out Martin Miller on YouTube and get into it. Another cover channel real quick is the Main Squeeze Music. Killer covers, again, just amazing musicians. A little bit of a wild card here is Rageaholic. Heavy metal retrospectives, social commentary, and a few movie reviews as well. This guy talks faster than I do, believe that or not. I mean, he just, you know, so he's real, he's romantic. He's a real personality. He's a kind of, he's polarizing. You'll either love him or hate him. It's the kind of guy he is. And last one I'm going to mention is Carter Vintage Guitars. The reason I want to talk about Carter Vintage Guitars real quick is it's not what you think. It's not like Anderton's music where they're just demonstrating guitars and so the people will buy them. What this is they get the up and coming, the latest great guitarists that are like the younger guys that are out there right now. Guys that I've discovered all kind of guys that I'd never heard of before. Playing these beautiful vintage instruments in an amazing setting, and it's usually totally unaccompanied. So you get to hear Tyler Bryant just sitting there with like a 58 Les Paul plugged into a little Fender amp and just playing whatever comes to his mind. And everybody is amazing, and it's a great variety of, you know, like everything's pretty rootsy, a lot of blues, some rock stuff, some country like bluegrass picking that will just floor you. So it's a channel I don't think a lot of people know about. And I think when they see the title, they think, I'm not interested in buying a guitar, I'm not going to watch that. But you're doing yourself a disservice. Check out Carter Vintage Guitars.
I'm going to do that.
Anybody got anything else to add before we go on to This Day in Music?
I'm good.
All right, guys.
Thanks for wrapping up.
There you have it. I want to throw out a few happy birthdays before we get the hell out of here today. Happy birthday to, speaking of guitar players, James Gurley from Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Oh, Janice.
Yep, from Janis Joplin's band. Happy birthday to Barry Jenkins of the Animals, a drummer. Do you know Barry Jenkins, Keith?
Do not.
You know this guy.
I know that guy.
Rick Nielsen, guitarist from Cheap Trick. Happy birthday. He's born in, say, 1948. This guy passed away back in 2012, but These guys were huge and had known mostly for the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, but they were a band before that. Maurice Gibb, 1949. And anybody else we need to mention who's cool? No. This is fun. This is a kind of like maybe novelty song. 1979, Rupert Holmes started a 2-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts with Escape, the Pina Colada song. You remember that?
Yeah, I just played that in a rehearsal one day.
Did you?
Yeah, the band never really, the guitar player would never show up at practice. So, and then when he did, he was never prepared. So after like 3 weeks of that, I was like, guess what, man? I'm not playing with this band because it's just, that's a waste of time.
Yeah.
But it's cool to do that kind of music because it was supposed to be like a beachy kind of vibe band, and it was supposed to be rehearsed through the winter and be ready to go by spring. I mean, shit, it's 90 degrees here and getting to March anyway. So I mean, you could go and do that stuff.
That's not a song that a lot of cover bands do. You don't go into a bar and hear a band covering that. So it would be kind of cool. It's just not one of those songs that bands cover. On this day in 1984, Madonna started a 6-week run in the U.S. charts with Like a Virgin. Big hit for Madonna. That was a song that kind of introduced me to Madonna.
That's the song that made her controversial.
That's right. And produced by another great guitar player and producer, Nile Rodgers. Lily knows this probably already, but on this day, Nikki Sixx was pronounced dead on arrival in an ambulance when his heart stopped beating for 2 minutes. Nikki was given 2 shots of adrenaline into his chest to revive him. Fellow band members were prematurely informed of his death.
Yeah, they all thought he was dead.
We don't like to talk about James Brown. 2002, former Clash guitarist Joe Strummer died of a suspected heart attack, age 50. Wow, I'm older than Joe Strummer. What a great name, Joe Strummer. You have to be in a band if your name is Joe Strummer, right?
Legit.
For sure.
You have to be. You know, it's like, you know.
You sure you don't want to talk about the Godfather of Soul, JB? What did he do? That's when he showed
him. No. Okay, I'll say it. It's not that great. In 1991 on this day, James Brown launched an unsuccessful lawsuit against the producers of the movie The Ten Commandments. Against the producers of the movie The Commitments, claiming one of the characters too closely resembled him.
James, maybe just looking for a buck, man.
I don't think there's a black person in that movie.
That's something.
That's a cool movie if you've never seen it. You know the movie, right, Keith? The Commitments.
Who's in it?
It's about an Irish soul band. Came out in the 90s. It's cool.
Yeah, that's something I'd have to watch again, man.
It's cool. I mean, it's not brilliant, but it's like kind of neat. And if you're a musician, you go like, hey, that's what it's like putting a band together. You know,
I was going to start watching Backbeat the other day. Remember Backbeat, that movie? Stephen Dorson. Yeah, it's just a bit so bad, I can't even get through it.
So, anyways, guys, we had a lot of fun tonight. Go to YouTube. Check out some great music because, you know, that's... And there's not just the listening to music itself, but see great performances, get some cool info. Back in the day, what we had behind the music, right?
Which is gone, but yes.
That was it.
I love that show.
You can get interviews, you can get festival footage, you can get basically anything.
There's some great video, like cell phone. If you want to hear, I didn't pull any of these up for the show, but there's great, if you want to see band fails... So just go and type band fail, and there's some funny stuff. I mean, we've all had it happen, right, Keith? We all had this.
I never had a cross fall on me, but I mean, yeah. You ever see that one or that dude's in church playing it behind that glass, and that goddamn cross just comes out of nowhere and just smashes him in the head. I don't even know if he survived.
I've had MC fails because I'm not a musician, but as an MC, I've had fails. So. Which I'm sure video somewhere.
Everybody gets a fail once in a while.
Oh, there's tons. You know, guitar players try to do that trick. And I don't know who did it first. I think maybe Steve Vai. There was a famous video of him doing it where you take the guitar and you're playing the solo and you whip it around your body and then you catch it and you keep playing. And there's like 10 videos. There's like of guys trying to do that on stage and they swing it around and like either the strap breaks or it falls off or it hits the singer.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
It's not funny.
That's something you definitely need to rehearse, man, because it'll go haywire on your ass quick.
Well, that's what people think. See, people see bands do that, and they think that those bands are just doing it off the cuff. No. That guy stood in a rehearsal space.
And like, did that 175 times.
Yeah, to make sure that it wouldn't fuck up, you know. I remember reading an interview with Eddie Van Halen's tech. And Eddie was, when he wanted to change guitars, he took his guitar off and he just threw it up in the air. And the tech had to catch it.
That's how Yngwie does it. And it makes me so nervous every time that that guy is not going to catch that guitar.
And, the guy says, I've had my nose broken three times. He says, but the guitar never hit the ground. He says, that's the law. He says, if I want to keep my job, the guitar cannot hit the ground.
That dude needs a raise. That's dedication, man.
You had one job.
So anyways, guys, I want everybody to have a Merry Christmas. Sit around, you know, since you can't be with your family because it's illegal, and you're not allowed to sing to each other because it's illegal, and you're not allowed to do whatever, you're not allowed to sit on Santa Claus's lap since it's illegal. Well, you could go to YouTube now with some of these recommendations. And here's the cool thing about YouTube. They got an algorithm, and if you start watching these, YouTube will start showing you other cool ones that it'll say, may you like Carter Vintage Guitars. Maybe you'll like, fill in the blank, whatever. And you'll find even more stuff. So you guys out there saying there's no good music content. It's everywhere. You just got to knuckle down and do it. So over the holidays, since you can't do anything, sit down with a little bit of YouTube. Pour yourself a menagerie.
You will get lost in it.
You get once you start. Lost, absolutely. And you will love it.
You're going down that YouTube rabbit hole. It's deep.
Yeah, it is.
It's deep.
Deep. Keith, anything else you want to say before we get out of here? Anything you want to announce? Anything going on?
All right. Have a good Christmas, everyone. Please.
Have a good Christmas. Be safe. And Happy New Year. Well, we're going to be here before New Year's.
Yes.
We're doing it next week. Yes. So we'll do a New Year's show next week.
Lily. Well, for those of you who want to send me a gift, my birthday is on New Year's Eve. So that's all cool. Or buy me, you know, a case of alcohol since you can't buy me a drink. Whatever. It's fine. But do listen to Hot Leaks with Lily 6 this Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern on Rock Rage Radio.
Yeah, Christmas.
Christmas Eve. It's my Christmas Eve show.
All right, guys. You can find out more information by going to LouLombardiMusic.com. There's a free EP that you can get there that you can put on your players and listen to. Throw some business to wolfscustoms.online if you can. And always patronize Rock Rage Radio. Those guys are the best, man. They're keeping great guitar-driven rock alive. I mean, it's like probably the easiest thing you can do, right? If you're going like, I can't hear any music, go to Rock Rage. It's free. Download the app. You have a smartphone. Duh.
Go to the page. Have some likes.
Yeah.
You got a smartphone. Don't be a dumbass.
Yeah. And I always forget, please share this podcast. So whatever platform you're listening to it on, please share it with your friends. Chances are if you like it, you got friends that love great music and great music content, talk, whatever, share it with them because we definitely appreciate it. We've been adding subscribers slowly, and I know it's because some of you guys out there are sharing it around, and we definitely appreciate it. All right, guys, have a Merry Christmas, and we will see all of y'all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Good night, everybody.